Among those at the Sydney Dawn service were many people at their first Anzac Day service. Will Ockenden reports.
Among the many, many thousands of people who turned up at the Sydney Dawn service, it's easy to miss the children. They're obviously smaller than adults and hide well in crowds, but look a little harder and you'll find them. It was Jack's first Dawn service.
It was good with the bands, and there was so much security everywhere.
Jack was brought along by his grandmother Linda, who says she wanted him to come along to honour her grandfather who's buried in France and her father who served in the Second World War.
We were in Canberra a few days ago and went to the War Memorial, and I said, let's do the Dawn ceremony. He got out of bed.
Nice and early. How early?
3 o'clock, 3 minutes past three we set our alarms for.
It was also the first Dawn service for Matthew and Zach.
I thought it was very nice of everyone, and it was very nice to go. So it was a pretty good Dawn service.
And it was very important to respect our families who fight in the war.
They were brought by their mother, Jenny.
I wanted to show my kids about the Dawn service. It's really important. It's part of our heritage, and wanted to make sure that they understood what it was all about.
Dawn service attendee Jenny ending Will Ockenden's report.